Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
But I do hear thunder. Oklahoma City Thunder in the NBA Finals. They win 124-94. The MVP, a.k.a. SGA,
yep.
34 points. Boy, has he shined. You know, sometimes you see these, and I don't pretend like Brian Frazoco to watch every NBA game every night. So, you know, you see SGA a couple times a year against the Celtics. You're like, is he really that good? And then you watch the Western Conference Finals. You watch this playoff run. You're like, yeah, he's pretty good. He probably earned that MVP.
Yeah.
And now I think he's going to win the title. I am not a believer. And am I wrong on this, that the East has a shot in hell to beat the Thunder?
I think the Pacers can make it interesting.
Really? Halliburton has been ridiculous.
Like, they would destroy the Knicks. The Knicks. I think to some degree the Pacers will, but ultimately no. But you know what? Because the Pacers are more one sided. They're an offensive kind of. That's what they hang their hat on. Defense optional. OKC is both dominant offensively and defensively, and what makes them so good is that their best player is on attack all the time. He is constantly going downhill. And I think that's what I love about the player is, you know, he's not doing follow away, you know, jump shots or relying on just the three ball. He attacks, and that sets an aggressive mindset for that whole offense.
And I think he sets the tone. You know, we've spent so much time around here debating JT and his makeup and his relationship with JB. And
feels
Batman
like a drag when
Robin.
You watch the Thunder.
Like, well, the Thunder is just simple. It's SGA's team. They all love him. Yeah. He's the best player on the team. He's going to lead the way off. They got a lot of other good players. I don't want to disrespect them and say they're a one-man show.
Sheldon Williams, Chet Holmgren.
Led by his energy, they are relentless.
Yes, and then the more you see about him, he just seems like so well-liked. Everybody seems to love
him. Anti-Ja Morant, like you're not going to catch him on a boat with any pink sand. That's
correct. He's like perfect. He seems to be the perfect young basketball player. You go down the road, okay, Jason Tatum, a face of the NBA. SGA, like entering the chat a little bit here if he wins a title. And then they have all the draft picks, and they just seem to have, and I said this last week, it's just crazy how quickly the dynasty that was potentially being born this postseason in the NBA, which was supposed to be right here, right in Boston, TD Garden.
Oh, yeah?
Is now moving to Oklahoma City because they look like they are not only set up to win the title this year, but they could do whatever the hell they want to set up to win multiple titles
years. I read a stat earlier today. This could be when the Pacers take down the Knicks and make their way to the NBA Finals. It'll be the first time in the modern era that there won't be a max salary player on either squad.
Oh, interesting. Well, there's a max. See, those are misleading, though. It's not really interesting. I take back my interesting immediately. I'm an idiot. There's a max salary player on OKC. He's just not making the max salary yet.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, it's a technicality, sure, but you're not. I mean, you could have said the same thing last year. Tatum wasn't getting it yet, but he was a max salary. So they had two.
Right.
I get it. I'm just saying they don't have that money spent at this point, but the Thunder should terrify everyone, and not just because you need someone to huddle up with under the covers when the storms come rolling through. They're really young. They play great team basketball, and they've got draft picks. How are you going to get out from underneath their potential reign? I don't Like I see them here for a while.
It's interesting that a team as young as they are, and they are the youngest team to make it to the finals since the 1976-1977 Portland Trailblazers.
Before my time, Ted.
Their average age is like 25 and a half years old, which is insane to think about. Most young teams can't figure it out and get to the point that OKC is getting to. They have, led by SGA.
And they have the – because that would have been the storyline had they played the Celtics, right? Can they figure it out against the defending champion, the team that has figured it out, the team that – they don't really have to figure it out. They're going to face that's also trying to figure it out, whether it's Indiana or New York.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Fitzy. It's going to be Indiana. I don't know why I'm even including New York.
Indiana is – like they've got the unquantifiable.
Well, they have Halliburton. Who is the most underrated player in the NBA?
Overrated.
No.
That's what I was told.
Dumbest vote ever. Players, you're dumber than the media. Because that survey that voted him the most overrated player, he's had the most ridiculous postseason you'll ever see. That game he had the other day was, I don't know, it was a one of one. I forgot the exact rules. It was a little bit of an SID statistic, but the number of points, rebounds, assists, no turnovers, the whole thing was ridiculous. And yet, I don't. For some reason, give them a shot in Hades of winning. I just don't. I look at SGA, and Ted, I think he's putting himself out there.
Mm-hmm. By the way, shout out Keith Smith on the stat of the first finals with teams that don't have a max salary player. Ted, I'm with you. I think the Pacers will give them a series. And they, too, are a high-energy team. They just don't play as much defense. I can see them stealing two. I think a 4-2. Thunder win for their first title and the subsequent beginning of the reign of terror on the tornado plains.
In the next 6 years. I'm not ruling it out.
Nope.
I said last week when we had the
Shams. What about the Celtics next year, guy?
What about them?
That's not me. The sixth seed Celtics?
Sixth seed Celtics that will hope to get to the second round, never mind get out of the second round next year, led by my guy, Jaylen
Brown. That was
a
green teamer at Sullivan's Tap.
Yes, Dan Bull?
Question on that for Andy and for all of you. Would you prefer to see another dynasty kind of get built up in the NBA, or do you like where the parity has been?
No,
the last
I want
few
the
years?
Dynasty. I know this has been the talk in the NBA and the parity and all this. The measuring stick. It's always the measuring stick. It's always Mike Tyson and who can knock him off. It's always, you know, now it's a little bit of a weird one. You know what this is? Again, I go back to it. There are a lot of similarities here. No one ever thought the Patriots were going to be the measuring stick. If you had said, do you want a dynasty in the NFL? Do you want a measuring stick? You'd say, well, the league's better when Dallas is good. The league is better when one of these marquee, the Patriots, the team that plays in Foxborough, in that crappy little stadium that most people think isn't a college stadium, never mind a pro stadium. But along they come, and they build a dynasty, and they do great things. Why not OKC now? Why can't OKC be that weird? Do people want to live there? Do people? Yeah. Is SGA going to accept their $70 million a year? Yeah, I think he will.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't think he's going to be like, I really want to go somewhere else. He seems to fit there. Hell, I keep going
I think
back.
That's a good basketball town. I mean, they show out for that
Yeah,
for that
but
team.
It's still.
Anything else to do?
No. Fair. But you know, I mean, KD and that was who else?
Harden and Westbrook.
I mean, they played together for a long time. Before
yeah, good team. That was a team that they should be. Ted, they're high up on that list of teams you can't believe never won a title.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, that's a triad of talent.
I don't hear. I don't know. I get it. It's not L.A. It's not Miami. But I think...
Which is the NBA. All you hear in the NBA is L.A., Miami, New York. Where do people want to go? Well,
SGA's OKC. So he'll follow suit. He'll sign his max contract.
Yeah.
And then he'll play that out, and then he'll want to move to somewhere else.
Oh, maybe eventually. Yeah. Or maybe they move on
from
him.
That's for a while now.
Yeah. Cool. They can replace him because they got 12 first-round picks or whatever the hell the number is.
Mm-hmm. Just wait till James Harden wants to go back there.
Yeah, I would say no to that.
Then they're never winning a title.
Yeah, I would say no to that. I would say, well, there's some people that believe they can't win the title now because the MVP doesn't win the title or something. But
Chris Paul wants to play there.
I know.
Kevin Durant already wants to get traded back.
I'll take the best team with the best player and the best matchup in the finals.
To see a young team as mature as they are is kind of surprising. Let's face it. I mean,
but isn't that the leader?
Yeah, you know,
the coach? Is that SGA?
Yeah, SGA sets the tone, man.
That's where I kind of started this conversation is if you compare it to Jason Tatum and the Celtics and all the angst over the years. And is Tatum really the alpha dog? Is he not the alpha dog? Does he have the killer instinct? Can he carry the team on his shoulders? SGA carries the team on his shoulders. feels like he rolls out of bed and scores 33 points, 34, right? I mean, he did. He averaged 37
points.
That was
his average.
That's why he won the MVP. Mm-hmm. Like, and we bitch about Tatum saying, oh, why was he scoreless in the first quarter? Oh, why did he go cold in the fourth quarter? It never feels like we're having, and I might be wrong, I might be having this conversation in game three when Halliburton leads the Pacers over OKC and SGA misses five shots in
text
the fourth
line,
quarter.
Text line thinks the Pacers in six.
Good for the text line. What does the text line know? They said I'm intelligent earlier, 617.
See, there you
Andy's
go.
Intelligent. Text line's always
so
wrong.
Text line knows nothing.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we got to get to some Drew Holiday trade rumblings. I don't know if they've reached rumor status or even report status yet, but multiple teams are interested in Drew Holiday, reportedly. My answer to what I'd say to them, up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons. With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Colin Cowherd. With some comments that I very much agree
wow.
with.
Wow, man, yeah. I mean, JT's just trying to recover from his torn Achilles. And
that is a catching a little stray while you're
catching Cowherd. Strays just... from Cowherd on the big desk.
Yeah, you're in a hospital bed, you got your
but
Achilles
But the JT
rep.
Defenders come at you hard. And oh, I guess yeah. that's Colin being like, okay, all you guys come at me. And, I mean, there's a stylistically and leadership-wise, there is a difference between SGA and JT,
even
sure.
if Tatum doesn't get hurt, are they beating the Thunder this year?
No. No. They wouldn't have gotten the chance. I don't yeah. even not.
That too.
They played aside. Mid-March, and it was a close game, but OKC beat the Celtics at the TD Garden. I think it was 118-112. So there was, they played already in the regular season and matched up, and they, I don't know. I just, when you have a team that is the Celtics are a complete team when they're all healthy. Look, they're top five offense, top five defense, but OKC is the number one offense with, like, the number three defense. I mean, they're just a little bit better.
And you expect to face a really good team in the finals. Like, it should be two really good basketball teams. And that's when, my theory in all sports, stars kind of come to the forefront, and you got to count on your stars. And that's what Colin Cowherd's bringing up. The star of the Thunder right now looks like the more traditionally molded NBA go-to, clutch, carry-the-team kind of guy.
There it is. That scare puts fear in your heart right there.
And Jason Tatum, even with a title, still has not completely answered all of those questions. If anything, those questions are going to grow a little bit over the next year and a half because he's going to have to work his way back. Is he the same guy? Can he do it? Does he change his game? And you're right. There's a stylistic component to this. The whole boxing theory, like styles make fights or whatever. SGA sees a rim and generally heads towards said rim.
Correct.
And now you can say he flops along the way and gets to the free throw line and does different things.
What will Scal say? He'll say, you get rewarded. If you attack,
right.
you should get rewarded.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, this is a conversation that, like, Jason Tatum's not going to like this. The ego part of him is not going to like this when SGA is bumping him down the rung of, like, all-time or current great
or
players.
Faces of the yeah. of the league.
He's not going to like that because oh. SGA's about to do it.
He is.
He could steal that crown right up from under him. And how many times do we have to say in the offseason, oh, this should light a fire under Tatum's ass?
Well, you know what I'd like to start compiling? Lists of players, because everybody got mad at me when I said that Donovan Mitchell was more clutch than Jason Tatum early in the year. And then Scal agreed with me.
You won't hear from me. I won't push back on that.
Who's more clutch, Halliburton or Tatum?
It's Halliburton.
Who's more clutch, SGA or Tatum?
SGA.
Okay, so the list is growing.
Yeah.
Mr. Face of the League, and yeah. your clutchness is in question.
I mean, the Halliburton, I was looking for the tweet, but the StatMuse had a phenomenal stat on last shots in the under 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Game-winning shots.
Yeah.
Halliburton is unbelievable.
Tremendous at it.
Tremendous.
Now, you can argue he's not as good or consistent an all-around player, and there's different arguments to be made down that road, but clutchness... He is putting himself on the clutch map this postseason and really building that reputation. Another guy who's pretty clutch in his own right, Drew Holiday. Got a couple rings with a couple different teams. Leader, that whole thing. We talked last week about the Mavs showing some interest in Drew Holiday, to which I said, please take him. I would like you to acquire
him. You want to get rid of the salary.
I do. And now the Clippers are involved. You know what I like about this? Options for the genius, Brad Stevens. Right? He's the genius. So you give the genius options, that means he's got a little bit of leverage. That means he doesn't have to do what I was advocating for, just dump him to whoever's interested.
Little bidding war growing here?
I don't know if it's bidding war, but at least get something in return.
Yeah.
Don't just make it a dump. Maybe you can actually, you know, market it as a overall move that makes your team better, not just unloading
Western
a contract.
Western Conference teams that think they are a player or two away from competing with the Thunder. So, hey, I have a nice, gently used Drew Holiday right here who's available for you.
I think both teams fit that profile. I think the Mavericks and the Clippers, at least the Clippers. People thought the Clippers, ask Gal about what he thought about the Clippers.
He
thought they were ready to go
They went seven games, and that was a like against the Nuggets, if I'm not mistaken, and that was a good series.
They were a different team with Kawhi healthy. He missed a massive chunk of the year.
Still a phenomenal player.
He's a great player. There's a little frustration there at this point in his career, though. Is he ever healthy? And I think it's a knee that I don't think is ever really
going to
be healthy. Nope. Like, it is always going to be an issue and probably will deteriorate over time. But you know who's another team that I think should be interested in Drew Holiday? The Thunder. Like, he's the perfect veteran guy for that team, a defender, a point guard, a guy they could mix into their rotation. Now, I don't know if they will be, if they'd want to take on a contract like that as they look down the pipeline.
They need to improve on 68 wins?
Well, why not? If you ain't getting better, you're getting worse or something like that, right?
That's how it goes.
Second place is first loser, that kind of mentality. Maybe that's what they're in. Sam Presti, best GM in basketball.
He is right now.
He absolutely
is. He is right now.
But this Drew Holiday thing... Isn't it starting to feel like a foregone conclusion that Drew Holiday will not be a member of the Boston Celtics next year?
Well, I would think him and my man KP. It just that feels kind of like the that's two-fifths of your starting lineup. That's a big kind of a deal.
And then you add in Tatum, and that's three-fifths of your starting lineup. And all of a sudden, you're kind of changing things. And Horford, I know he wants to be back, but we'll see how that Horford thing. This offseason is growing more and more interesting. I know nothing has happened yet. But this offseason is growing more and more speculative interest. Yes, Fitz.
This should terrify people.
It won't.
This and the next NBA draft. The Thunder have three first-round picks and an unprotected second.
Oh, yeah. No. They have endless picks.
Like, they can trade for whoever they want. They can draft just about whoever. If they want to get Cooper Flagg, you could just say, here's six firsts. We're going to take the next best player, put him in with Chet Holmgren. He'll be Chet Holmgren insurance until we get rid of Chet. I mean... They can kind of, Ted, order whatever they want on or off menu and run this league.
And they can
because
they've done such a great job of drafting. Like, they hit on their draft picks. And that's what gives you all these options. I mean, this is a homegrown team where they drafted and developed all their own guys. And that is why they were able to collect all those draft picks.
Before we get to the top of the hour, and a reminder, we'll be replaying our Alex Cora interview where we asked all the tough questions. We were bulldog, Big J journalism reporters, and he answered all the tough questions in a pretty
stepped up. I give him credit.
Professional fashion. Mm-hmm. So stick around for that. But before we get to that, let's go to the phone lines. Let's get a Patriots call in here. Eric in Chicopee, been hanging on for a while. What are your thoughts on the Patriots, Eric?
Yeah, well, listen to the conversation, and I watched this team from afar. I'm not a Patriot fan, but, you know, I just think the Patriots have reached that level of NFL purgatory. And when you're in that state, you look away from things that you wouldn't normally look away from. And you have a guy, Stephon Diggs, who likely most people didn't want. He doesn't show up to OTAs. Now he's on a boat with some narcotics. If you're a winning franchise, you say, see you later. You don't just try to look for excuses to pass that by. That's just my take on it.
Thanks for the call, Eric. I don't know why I left. Yeah, there's definitely some truth.
There's truth to that. It's called desperation.
They need him.
That's what it shows you.
He said in his opening press conference that no one else was interested. This was his only visit and I believe his only contract offer. So that tells you
right there. Quote, discussions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They always pretend that, oh, yeah, there was discussions. There were other teams out there. I just, you know, there wasn't. Like, you had, there was very limited interest. I don't know why it made me laugh. And now he's on a boat with narcotics. Like, just like the matter of factness with that, allegedly.
Plain speak.
Plaintiff.
Yeah. But the way he said that was tremendous.
When you miss on your draft picks, you don't develop, you know, that's, you make reaches and you extend yourself and put out more risk. And this is what happens when you don't hit on your picks.
Yep. And then you have people saying you're going to win 10, 11 games, go to the playoffs. Now, those people may or may not be in this room. And
that was before this video came out. That was before the video
came out. Oh, so you're making excuses for your predictions.
No, I'm just giving you justification for my new adjustment to my prediction. How's that?
That's Ted Johnson. Before we'll get more on that tomorrow. We'll go down that road. Adjustments to Ted Johnson's projections for the Patriots tomorrow on WEEI Afternoons. But up next, Alex Cora. He joined us earlier in the show. He talked about his job security. He talked about first base. He talked about Roman Anthony. He talked about his relationship with Craig Breslow. All that and more up next with Alex Cora, WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.